Morocco begins kicking foreign Christians out of the country. Turkey is emerging from the rubble, and a ministry is giving away a trip to Guatemala. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Christians around the world are puzzled by the sudden recent anti-Christian activities in Morocco. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says 2 years ago, Morocco would have been called a tolerant Muslim country, but not anymore.
So far this week, we've heard of six different foreign Christians who are either been expelled from the country already or are in custody awaiting expulsion.
21 foreign Christians with an orphan ministry will be deported soon. Nettleton says the new Minister of Justice, Mohamed Nasiri, is responsible.
It's unclear if simply this new Minister of Justice is a more devout or more radical Muslim and wants to come against the apostasy movement, encouraging Muslims to leave Islam and follow Jesus Christ.
Moroccan Christians are asking you to
write to our own U.S. government as well as to the Moroccan government and protest these expulsions.
Links to that information can be found at our website. Next, earthquake survivors in eastern Turkey are trying to piece together shattered lives following this week's deadly earthquake. Disaster officials rush food and shelter to the affected region. Aftershocks are slowing other forms of help, and despair is beginning to surface. Although Turk 7 is on the opposite side of the country, Sat 7's David Harder says their staff is concerned. They've been checking with local churches, but more than that,
Sat 7 Turk exists to help provide spiritual support. And that's something we're glad to be able to do, glad to offer prayers for any families that may be suffering in this kind of situation, and also glad to offer hope that comes through Jesus Christ.
The threat of an even more devastating earthquake in Istanbul looms. Rather than feeding off the fear, their team is providing information and hope.
People, when they're flipping through their satellite television channels or going to the Sat 7 Turk site online, can listen and watch and learn more about Jesus, who does offer hope in any situation.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Iraq's elections brought hope, courage, and fire to the forefront of this emerging nation. Words of Hope's Lee DeYoung says their Arabic broadcasts blanket the area with the hope of Christ.
There is a hope that that will continue to build a consensus that will stabilize Iraqi society further, that the instances which still occur of terrorism, of violence, of intimidation might decrease.
DeYoung says the harassment might not stop even if democracy takes hold.
The problem has not been the government itself, but rather the Islamic leanings of some Iraqi people who take it upon themselves then to unofficially intimidate and persecute.
Pray for stability to return to the country.
We pray that the churches may continue to function. The broadcasts are a help to that and continue to be a source of inspiration and hope.
Elsewhere, a mission team with Audio Scripture Ministry says the church is growing in northern Mozambique. The light of the word, especially in audio, is taking hold there. Many new believers are excited about a scripture distribution. In another part of the country, a shipment of tape players and equipment finally arrived in country. Almost as soon as they arrived, all 75 scripture players were distributed. Pray that the Holy Spirit continues moving there. And finally, Kids Alive International is giving you a chance of a lifetime. Kids Alive is giving away a Vacation with a Purpose trip for two to Guatemala. Many short-term mission trips have a purpose. This trip could light a spiritual fire in your heart. Not only will you see Guatemala, but you'll see firsthand how Kids Alive is rescuing kids physically and spiritually, and the impact you can have, too. If you'd like to win the Kids Alive Vacation with a Purpose trip for two, go to our website and follow the link. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Perhaps the busyness of life is distracting you from God's Great Commission call. To help you focus, Mission Network News is making available the new Wow Worship CD for a gift of any amount. It features Mercy Me, Chris Tomlin, and more, 30 songs helping you focus on Christ. Get Wow Worship at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.